Now joining the Winona Sports Network, head coach for Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. A hot start to the season here, Coach. This is really our first time having an in-depth conversation about it, but the 7-2 start, it was surprising in my eyes just because there's a lot of turnover with your roster, like others in the NSIC. That's just the natural part of the game right now. Are you at all overly impressed or surprised by how quickly this team has managed to find success early on in this season?
Well, I think you touched on it. I mean, we weren't sure what to expect. You know, you lose four starters and three guys went in the portal and transferred to the Division I level. So we had to reshape the roster in the offseason and playing in this league and playing at the Division II level can be challenging depending on where they've come from. And right now we've done a good job of fitting in some new pieces that have been very productive for us. And it's allowed us to start, like you said, at a 7-2 point in this part of the season. But, the meat of the season and the hardest part of the season are still in front of us. And we've got a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm. Hey, take us through what this, we've talked about it at length a lot, of course, but take us through what this specific offseason was like, where you guys were really gutted with that portal, and everyone loves to talk about how these mid-major programs at the D1 level maybe are gutted, but it's the D2 programs that are getting gutted as well. So how hard was it to find this talent and get the guys like Luke Hurdle, Jamie Jones, and others on that team?
Yeah, it's just part of the new landscape. And so, I think most young people that play at our level believe or hope at some point that they could be Division I players. And if their game develops over the course of time, whether it's at Winona State or some other Division II level, I think it just becomes fairly common that they're going to at least explore the opportunity to go Division I. And so, so then you've got to go to work. And there were 3,000 young people between the Division I and Division II level that went in the portal this past spring. And so you start doing your homework, and it makes it more challenging because you're not going to get a chance to see those young people play live. And so you got to do a lot of film work. We were fortunate to grab some pieces out of the portal on our end also. And we did last year too. I mean, we got Brock Voigt from UW-Eau Claire. So it goes downhill. I mean, Division I or uphill, however you want to look at it. I mean, Division I poaches from each other and take good Division II players. And at our level, we poach from other Division II schools or, maybe even dip into the Division III or NEI level. So, we were fortunate to get three guys that are starting for us right now in the portal, and they've all done a nice job so far through 9 games.
So Luke Hurdle comes from the University of Wisconsin, and he's been the leading scorer for this team. It was the first time he really hasn't lit it up over the weekend. But take us through what that process was like and how you convinced Hurdle to come from a D1 university like Wisconsin and come play for you at Winona State.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably sounds a lot fancier than what it is. I mean, Luke was a preferred walk-on down there, so he wasn't on scholarship. And redshirted for a year, and then, his redshirt freshman year, he played very minimal minutes. So I think after 2 years of doing that, he was looking for an opportunity to go somewhere where he could play and have a significant role and get back to what he was used to at the high school level, where he was an all-state player at Lake Country Lutheran in both football and basketball. And so I got a call from Sharif Chambliss at Wisconsin and wanted to know if we'd have some interest, and certainly we did. And he's been great. He can really score it. He's physical. He gets to the free throw line. But I think as he saw and we saw this weekend, I mean, now teams are starting to scout him and take away what he's been doing really well. And so he had a little tougher weekend in the NSIC, which I think, all of our new guys better start to realize that our league is so good that I think that the hardest part of our season is coming up just because of the preparation that goes into scouting every team and taking away what everybody's strengths are.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with head coach for Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner, and talking about that Wayne State game, you competed well with a team that's around the same area in terms of the rankings as you guys are, but as you mentioned, the NSIC is unbelievably tough. This is one of you know, three, four, five teams that you're going to face that all have aspirations to win this conference. What was the difference in that game that you noticed on Saturday to where you just couldn't squeeze it out in the end of it against Wayne State?
Yeah, I mean, we've been hanging our hat defensively, and we didn't guard at all. Wayne State prides itself, especially when they're at home, of being very physical, and it's, you know, it's a hard game to referee, and so I thought we let that impact, you know, the fact that we didn't score very well or very easily offensively, I thought we let it impact our defense, and so for about 30 minutes, we really just didn't defend at a very high level after a pretty quick start. We were up 18-8 to start the game, and then, you know, both ends of the floor went, kind of sour for us, and yet, you know, with 9 minutes to go, we were down 12, and we held them scoreless for nine straight possessions. I think it ended up being about six straight minutes where we didn't allow a score, and got the game down to 2 points with a minute and a half to go, and just gave up a 3-point shot wide open that we just can't do that late in the game, and that kind of sealed our fate a little bit. But you know, offensively, we really struggled, and yet we were right there with 90 seconds to go. So one that we, you know, probably didn't deserve to win, but yet, you know, we could have found a way yet in the last couple of minutes to figure out a way would have been a great way to steal one on the road. But, you know, we started the league out with three straight road games, and we went 2-1. And so that was the positive. It's just the next four games in the league before Christmas are just all so brutal that even though we have three of them at home, I'm just, you know, we got to figure out a way to keep our head above water here before we go on Christmas break.
And those four games that you mentioned, Sioux Falls, Minnesota State this weekend, then you go to Duluth and you close out the 2024 portion of the schedule with Mankato. So with that tough schedule that you're embarking on, you know, you don't necessarily know 100% who you might be as a team. I'm sure you're figuring out your identity still, only 10 games, only 9 games into the season, but already this early, you know, where is one thing you know that you're going to want to hone in on before you get to March, before you get to tournament play? What's one area that you're like, all right, I got to focus on this and we got to improve from this sector?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to have some more depth, Jake. I just don't think it's going to happen. You know, I mean, it's just we've got some young people on the bench that, you know, probably aren't ready for a very significant role. We did lose Devon Fielding for about 7 weeks to a concussion, and he is now back. So that has given us a perimeter option to bring off the bench right now. And then Nick Taylor, one of our freshmen, has been a pretty serviceable backup at the four. But we're wearing out our starters. And, you know, over the course of back-to-back nights, and you do that over the course of the NSS season, that makes it really, really hard. You know, I think all five of our starters are averaging 30 minutes a game or more, and so I'm a little worried about that piece too, you know, moving forward, and yet I'm not real comfortable with, you know, taking away those guys and getting them, you know, some rest when I think there's a pretty significant drop-off when we go deeper into our bench after the seventh guy. So, you know, we'll have to figure that out and whether or not we can milk the starters and keep them healthy, number one, which is the main focus. But then if we can keep them healthy, can we keep them fresh enough to get through the grind of 22 NSIC games?
What's the message that you have for those starters there when you sort of know that they're going to be playing a lot of minutes? How do you sort of manage that from a coach's perspective?
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of take it day by day and, you know, have some communication with them, and we've got to get work done. I mean, that's the conundrum. That's the balancing act. It's you can sit there and say, let's save their legs and not practice very long, or let's not practice very hard. But at the end of the day, you need to keep your game sharp. And so, you know, so we're going to be monitoring that throughout the year, and whether that shortens practice or however we do that, or give, you know, certain guys an extra day off as we get into, second semester, we'll have to kind of, you know, see how that goes moving forward. And like I said, the number one goal will be to keep them healthy. And if we can keep them healthy, then we'll deal with the next step from there.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner, you look ahead to this weekend, Coach, Sioux Falls and Minnesota State, as you mentioned. Southwest, one of the better teams in the NSIC of conferences we've already mentioned, has a whole litany of really good basketball teams. What's the focus in practice on your end of things in terms of getting better from last weekend and going up against two good opponents this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it's a concern just because the two teams that have really jumped up in us, Henderson State down in Kansas City and then Wayne State this past weekend, are the two games we've lost. And these two teams, you know, Sioux Falls always wants to make it a football game, and they play very physical on both ends of the floor. They're averaging over 13 offensive rebounds a game, and then they just try to beat you up, you know, when you're in the paint. And then Southwest, now for a couple of years, we haven't been able to score on. I think they're the best defensive team in the league, and they have a lot of length and experience and just make it really, really difficult to get clean looks, you know, consistently when we have the ball. So I think we have a huge challenge in front of us. It starts on Friday. You don't really worry about Saturday until we try to get the first one out of the way. But these two teams, probably do some things size-wise and matchup-wise that are a concern of ours right now. I mean, we're not, you know, Tyler Mason at the wing, you know, is 175 pounds as a freshman, and he's going to be matched up against somebody 195 pounds for Sioux Falls and kind of go right back to that on Southwest. We just, there's some matchups size-wise that are really concerning for us from a physicality standpoint that we're going to have to figure out a way to be better than we were this past weekend.
I know you just mentioned that you're focused on Sioux Falls, but looking back to Southwest from last weekend, they lost a high-scoring affair to Concordia St. Paul. What did you notice in that game to where you sort of maybe saw something that you can take advantage of on your end of things this Saturday?
Yeah, I wish. You know, I mean, Concordia St. Paul just plays a completely different style than we play, and you know, they're gonna push tempo and. You know, shoot a lot of quick shots and a lot of early shots. They play very free, and that doesn't happen to Southwest very often to give up 90 points, but especially at home. But Concordia St. Paul, I mean, we were fortunate to beat them the first league game at their place, and then they turned around and had a great road trip last weekend, winning, at Sioux Falls and at Southwest. So, but they just play a style that's just completely different than ours, and so even though I'm currently watching it right now, I thought they moved the ball really well, and I think that's something we're going to have to do, but boy, they just launch shots and play the tempo that we don't play at, and so I don't know if there's a whole lot we can take from it.
Understandable. If you have one message for the team overall this weekend, what's that going to be, Coach?
Win Friday. I mean, it's just, you know, we've got to do whatever it takes to figure out a way to get the first one, and then you move on. I mean, it's a hard league, and, you know, you got to take care of the first night, and then you try to get greedy the second night. If you don't take care of the first night, it makes the weekend, you know, there's a lot more pressure on you to try to figure out a way, especially to get a split, especially when you're at home. So right now the message is win Friday.
That's head coach for Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner. They have Sioux Falls on Friday night and then Southwest Minnesota State Saturday night, all at McCown Gymnasium. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Jake. Thanks.